Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Economics Study Guide podcast. Today, we're tackling the big one, how to write top-tier essays and structured answers for your OCR exam. I'm your tutor, and by the end of this 10-minute session, you'll have the tools to turn good answers into great ones and grab those top marks. Let's get started. First, let's break down the assessment objectives, or AOs. Think of these as the examiner's checklist. You've got AO1 for knowledge, AO2 for application, and AO3 for analysis and evaluation. They're weighted pretty evenly, so you can't ignore any of them. AO1 is about knowing your stuff. When a question asks you to define a term, you need to give a textbook perfect definition. For example, productivity is output per worker per period of time. 2 marks, just like that. Next, AO2, application. This is the biggest hurdle for most candidates. You must use the data in the case study. If the text says a business's revenue is 1.5 million pounds, you use that figure in your answer. Don't just say revenue is high. Be specific. Name the business, use the numbers. Now for AO3 analysis, this is where you build your argument. The best way to do this is with the BLT structure, because leading to therefore. It forces you to build a logical chain of reasoning. For example, because Orzechow government increases the tax on petrol, leading to higher costs for distribution firms. Therefore, these firms may increase their prices to protect their profit margins. See how that flows? You've explained the transmission mechanism. Finally, AO3 also covers evaluation, crucial for those 12-mark questions. This means looking at both sides, what are the pros and cons, the short-term versus long-term effects, and most importantly, you need a justified conclusion. Don't just summarize, make a judgment. Which argument is stronger and why? Top tip number one, time management. It's roughly 1 minute per mark. Assise Marc and Elise question. Spend about 6 to 7 minutes on it. Don't get bogged down. Common mistake alert. Confusing production and productivity. Production is the total amount made. Productivity is the efficiency of making it. Examiners see this mix up all the time. Another classic error is giving a generic answer. If the case study is about a local coffee shop, talk about coffee, rent, and local competition. Don't talk about exchange rates unless it's relevant. For evaluate questions, a weak conclusion is a mark killer. A good conclusion starts with a clear judgment like, overall, I believe the negative impacts on consumers outweigh the benefits for producers, and then briefly justifies that stance based on the arguments you've already made. All right, time for a quick quiz to get that brain working. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Question one, what does AO2 stand for and what does it require? Pause. Application, and it requires using the case study context. Question two, what does the L in the BLT structure stand for? Pause. Leading to, where you explain the transmission mechanism. Question three, in an evaluate question, what must your conclusion do? Pause. Make a justified judgment, not just a summary. So to recap, nail your definitions for AO1, use specific data from the case study for AO2, build logical chains of reasoning with BLT for AO3 analysis, and for AO3 evaluation, make a balanced argument with a supported judgment. That's the formula for success. Thanks for listening. Check out the rest of the study guide for more detailed examples and practice questions. Keep up the hard work and you'll smash it.